Married at First Sight, and it's back on tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9. We've got the relationship expert on the Dog and Bone, Johnny Aitken. Very good morning to you, John. How are you?
Yeah, doing well.
Well, it's great to catch up with you. Thank you for joining us here this morning. What qualifies as a relationship expert? Please tell me.
Well, I mean, for me, I've done the training at university, and then I've come out and run a private practice for over 20 years. And then I found myself on this sort of crazy show, which is a weird concept where we match strangers and then see whether they fall in love or not.
It's very interesting. There's no doubt about that. Last night, of course, the cat was revealed, so to speak, the groom, and his secret life was identified.
Yeah, that's right. And the fact is, in this show, we never quite know whether or how the participants are going to talk about their lives. Some of them are really upfront, lay it all out the table straight away, whereas others, they kind of don't know what to do, and so they keep it to themselves, and then it might come out when they're being grilled by the friends or the family.
It's very exciting. I love the experiment. Carly and Justin came to the show last night, and also Gabriel and NASA. Very, very interesting couples, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I mean, the millionaire, he works hard, but really struggles with his personal life. He's a bit awkward socially. He needs a woman that really stands up to him, so Carly's a good match on that front. She's very independent, strong, and successful in her own right. With NASA and Gab, they're both kind of people that are vulnerable.
Mm.
You know, they're in the 40-something now, and they, you know, she's emotional. He's kind of a guy that is going to ground her and really build her up. So, you know, we're really hopeful with these guys.
There must be a lot of work behind the scenes matching these people together, yeah?
A lot of work. It's exhausting. A major part of it is obviously the testing that goes on. We meet them face-to-face. They do all the different auditions that we watch. And then when we put them together, we can never quite tell whether there's going to be chemistry or not. So we're as nervous as everyone else when they first meet at the altar.
It's going to be very, very interesting to watch it all unfold. There's no doubt about that. What can you tell us about tonight's show? What are we going to see tonight?
Well, we've got another wedding coming up with Sean and Blair. They're an interesting couple. They're sort of party animals that have decided, you know, after sort of living that lifestyle and going hard, that they're going to they want to give it up. And so both of them have come from that position. And so they've got that real common bond, that sense of, you know, what, we've been there, done that. We don't want to do it anymore. And also we see some of the honeymoons as well, and what unfolds when they go away, not just, you know, some of the couples you've seen over the last few days.
You're looking forward to seeing it. It's back on tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9. It's Married at First Sight. Our relationship expert, Johnny Aitken, thank you so much for your time this morning, mate. Looking forward to tonight's episode.
Yeah, good stuff. And buckle up for Thursday because you've got the dinner party.
That's always interesting too, isn't it, the old dinner party? Oh, watch out.
Oh, mate, and this one goes to another level. The things they do there will shock you.
Is it plastic knives and forks?
Let's just say, you know, boundaries are tested.
Yeah, terrific. Good on you, Johnny. Johnny Aitken, Married at First Sight, like I say, back on tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9.